It's taken nearly 8 months, but the website blocking laws that the government introduced with a sense of urgency last year are finally being put to the test. Village Roadshow today filed a case in the federal court seeking an injunction to force some of the country's biggest internet service providers, ISPs, to block the film streaming website Solar Movies. It's the first time the laws have been used, but there are already questions about how effective they'll be at blocking piracy websites. Technical experts say avoiding blocks could be as simple as changing a few settings on your computer. Will Ockenden reports.
I love you, Wade Wilson. We can fight this.
You're right. The cancer's only my liver, lungs, prostate, and brain. All things I can live without.
The superhero film Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds, is breaking all sorts of records.
I wanna shoot, baby!
It's clocked up the United States' largest R rating opening weekend of all time. Since it was released on February 12, it's raked in $163 million at the box office. The movie is doing the same thing the anti-hero character Deadpool does to his enemy. It's crushing it.
Wait! You may be wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
Hear the music.
But the movie is also topping the charts in the less savoury areas of the internet, namely on digital piracy torrent sites like the Pirate Bay and sites like the YouTube for Pirate Films website Solar Movie. It took PM less than 5 minutes to find a full copy of Deadpool, taken on a video camera in the cinema via the Solar Movie website. And that, according to co-chief executive of movie giant Village Roadshow, Graham Burke, is why he wants to see it blocked in Australia.
Initially, we're addressing Solar Movies because they're a particularly vicious bunch of thieves. They're making illicit millions with their disgusting advertising.
Village Roadshow may have got to the federal court first, but it's not the only rights holder looking to have piracy websites blocked. Pay TV company Foxtel has told PM it intends to use the new laws imminently, and it will target the Pirate Bay and several other websites. Village Roadshow's Graham Burke says it's about time that websites which allow people to infringe copyright are shut down.
Site blocking is being very successfully done in UK, Italy, in France, in Malaysia, in India, in Korea. So I wouldn't think there'd be any reason that in our democracy that our courts wouldn't see the sense of stopping theft.
If the blocking application is successful in the federal court, it will be the internet service providers, or ISPs, that will be responsible for implementing it. John Stanton heads up the Communications Alliance, which represents ISPs. He says around four of the country's biggest internet providers, including Telstra, will be included in the case.
We have said consistently that while website blocking is a relatively blunt tool and one that needs to be implemented very carefully to make sure that you don't overreach and inadvertently block things that aren't meant to be blocked, we hope that nonetheless it can play some sort of positive role in deterring online piracy.
What's the technical means that you think is going to be used or requested in court?
We'll have to see what comes out of the court. There's a range of different techniques. Blocking at the domain name level tends to be that which is most commonly used, but we'll have to see what emerges from the court process.
But not everyone is convinced that the blocks will work, even if the application is successful in the federal court.
The one thing we do know is that site blocking around the world has never worked. It's just a case of knock them down and they come up again someplace else in a different form.
Laurie Patton is the chief executive of Internet Australia, which represents internet users.
We are not even on the American watch list of worst offenders. So we're not part of the problem. So you've got to wonder whether this isn't just some kind of elaborate PR stunt.
He says internet users need more choices for more legal ways of obtaining content, like Netflix.
The fact is that there are not that many people doing it in the first place. So all that they'll do is, if they're really keen, they'll find another site, or they'll find this site when it reappears.
Laurie Patton from Internet Australia, ending Will Ockenden's report.